Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. Thanks so much for joining us and happy Thanksgiving week to you. And it's a good opportunity, I think, for me just to say how much it really does bless me that you take the opportunity to join us here 5 days a week as you're prayerful about starting your day and staying connected to the Word and what God's doing in the context of our local church. And so we wrapped up the James series this past weekend, where we've consistently said every week that our faith in Jesus helps us to live like Jesus, right? That James is the half-brother of Jesus, leader of the church at Jerusalem, and he was shepherding these new believers through, you know, Roman occupation and untangling their new faith away from their old Jewish customs that caused some of them, at least their lives. We know about them in the book of Acts. James is counted in their number. And essentially what James earns the right to do is to help not only these new Christians in Jerusalem, but us as well, to kind of avoid that trap of spiritual marketing, right? Sometimes companies hire somebody famous to message a product, right, that they don't actually use. And James is saying that you and I, if we're going to call ourselves Christians, like, we have to own the product. He wants us to close the gap between our belief and our behavior. And so in chapter 5, really the focus at the last paragraph or two of the book is on prayer. And when we say prayer, we're talking about conversational relationship with God, where we are, yes, talking to God, but we are also listening to God. And I would suggest we're listening as much as we're talking. And you're like, okay, well, Dean, I try and listen, but I'm quiet and I don't hear. And I would say, when you're reading God's word, you're asking the Spirit to interpret it to your own life. Like, that's listening to God, like God's word. That's it to us. And so obviously it isn't easy, you know, always to remain prayerful and not get distracted. But James gives us clear reasons in this paragraph, and I'll just talk about one of them today, about why we should be prayerful. James 5:13 said, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise." So prayer is for enduring. There are seasons of suffering. We've talked about that in the Good Life series, talking about Job. We've talked about that in certainly this letter, where these new believers are test driving their faith under, you know, fear of physical harm, both from the Romans and their own people, their own countrymen. You know, it's interesting in the scripture that God only collects two things that I know of anyway. Revelation 5:8 says that in eternity, God has these golden bowls, which have collected the first thing, the prayers of the saints. The second thing that he collects, Psalm 56:8, says, "You have counted my tossings," which, man, isn't that a blessing, right? Every time you toss and turn at night, God counts them all. He's right there with you. But it says that at the end of that verse, that you have put my tears in your jar. So you and I have never cried a tear and prayed a prayer that God has not kept. Now, what's interesting about that is that sometimes I'll grab an old Bible off the shelf where maybe I noted a prayer request in it. I'll pull one off the shelf, maybe from my college days, and I'll look through them sometimes. And to be honest, I was praying for things that I can't even remember what I was praying for today. Like the first names of people. And I was like, man, I just can't really put together who that was now. There's just a lot of names in there, things that I was praying for. So Revelation chapter 8 seems to indicate that there'll be a moment when God pours those bowls out, the prayers of the saints. And though I can't tell you exactly what that means, I think that it means that we are going to have full comprehension of the answer that God gave to every prayer we've ever prayed. Because sometimes you pray and you pray, and not only do you not get the answer you want, you don't know why you didn't get an answer. And as God begins this restoration of all things in the Revelation, I believe we get the full comprehension of God's answers to all of our prayers. Because think about it, aren't we being honest to say that we're glad that God didn't answer all of our prayers, right? There are things that I wanted in the moment that I prayed for that, man, I'm grateful the Holy Spirit prays for me with utterances and words, right? That's what Romans chapter 8 says, that I don't even comprehend. J.I. Packer said, God fixes our prayers on the way up. If he doesn't answer the prayer we made, he answers the prayer that we should have made. And that's all anyone needs to know. And Packer is saying that in seasons of enduring and testing, that that God even fixes our prayers to what they should be. The Spirit of God prays for us. And so when we're sick, verse 14 says that you can call for the elders of the church and let them pray over us. So prayer is not just for enduring, it's for healing. And so I want to pray for us as we start our day. I want to pray for those of us who are in seasons of suffering or seasons of illness. Maybe that's you. I want to pray over you. Or maybe you have a friend that you want to pray for this morning. So I'll pray, and then you take the opportunity to pray. Lord, we do come to you today. And Lord, for the folks who are listening this morning, who are going through a season of disruption or change or suffering or frustration, a season of pain, season of waiting, maybe, that God, you would be near to them and give all of us the confidence that you never miss a prayer. We may not get the answer that we want in the moment, but you never miss a prayer. And we do want to say thank you, God, for the prayers that you didn't answer that were for our good. For those who have physical illnesses and maladies that they're laying before you today, waiting on test results, maybe a parent or a child who's going through something medical, you're the God of healing. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're the great physician. And so we lay all of those needs in front of you today. Help us to be wise and merciful as we talk to people and minister to people who have needs today. Fill us with your presence. Now you take the opportunity to pray.